This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Let's talk about Hurricane Milton. Is now a Category 4, which is good news, as of last night it was a 5, but now it's been lowered to a Category 4, making landfall.
Yeah, I saw the
evening in Florida.
I don't know if it's the main engineer of the Tampa, I think it's Tampa General Hospital. They put up the sea walls to keep the water out, and he said, we might not be able to keep this one out. Like, our walls are 12 feet tall. It might come over it. Might crest it.
My God.
They have bigger walls there than they have at our border.
So Milton is currently 560 miles southwest of Tampa, and with winds right now at 155 miles per hour.
God bless.
They're thinking it's going to...
Well, it is decreasing because it was like 180, 185 last night. So that's good. I mean, it's still over 100 miles an hour, but any decreases...
I hope it decreases because they were saying it was on track to be worse than Helene and it would direct hit Tampa.
Yeah, but...
Which I don't think they've had a direct hit in a while. I think I read that right.
Oh, man. I read some stuff yesterday. Oh, man. I just don't like stuff.
Oh, it was
this is some light stuff.
Okay. I don't know if you read like...
It's real world stuff.
Oh, not one of those horror books from Walmart for $5?
No. They sell those at Walmart now?
That's where I used to see them.
Oh, wow. They wouldn't even sell parental advisory albums at my Walmart back then.
No, they wouldn't, but they'd have a half-naked woman on the front of a horror book for $5.
Yeah, but they cover up the pubic hair on the Black Crowes album that time. They put a sticker over the pubic hair. I'm like, I know what's behind that sticker. When I buy it, I'm going to see it.
Do you remember the candle they had at Spencer's? The guy's Dugan was a balloon.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yes. Or the card, not a candle, a card.
That's what you said.
So Milton is expected to turn east, northeast, and northeast. So what they're saying is that Wednesday night it's going to be an extremely dangerous hurricane heading towards Florida and up the South Carolina coast and then off into the sea. Might hit parts of North Carolina too, coastal areas, but it's not going straight up.
Okay, it turned. I thought it was going to go straight through Florida.
But like these I things, said, man. These things, you may think you know the trajectory, but they shift. I mean, who would think that Helene would go straight up into North Carolina?
What if you're, you know, a power company from a? I heard about trucks from Minnesota.
I saw Pennsylvania yesterday, yep. Man. I was like, good. That made me feel so good. I mean, bad for their family, but God, just to see people come together and help, like, it sucks, but like, that's what it takes. It's so weird that that's what it freaking takes. You see somebody on the side of the street, you think drug addict, blue huffer, whatever. You're not going to give them anything. But if they're like, you know, they lost their home or whatever. I mean, it's just weird. The human complex is strange.
What if they thought they're going home, but they're like, man, we got to go to North Carolina. Might have to go to Florida now after all this.
Well, a good point Fat Boy pointed out this morning. If you're from the upstate, don't get gas here before you go up there. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's don't drive up there to help and then try to get their gas to get home.
Yeah, that was a big thing going around Facebook for some from some Asheville people. Like, look,
smart. I didn't even think. I mean, stuff you don't think about, and you know, that's why nobody should gotten in trouble last week for trying to help.
You even know, now, when people say they're going to, I know people want to go and just do whatever they can to help, but
of course,
literally, where do you start? There are people who say, "Oh, we're going to take some shovels and supplies and just." Do you literally just go start to build stuff, or like what are you doing? Will they let you even just go somewhere and just start?
Yeah, well,
I would call the authorities, like you know, the police department, or
ain't doing all that
up in the, see where they really need people.
I bet you, if you want a pair of boots and gloves and a shovel, somebody's going to put you to work doing something.
Yeah,
it might not be the things you want. You might not be in front of all the cameras and. Be doing an interview or anything like that, but by God, they need the help. But then also I hate using the word misinformation, but like I know people that have flown out of downtown GSP airport for that very reason.
Yeah.
But yet a YouTuber from up north came to Greenville or was trying to get content for Western North Carolina and said he was at the downtown airport, this YouTuber, and he's like, they're not letting anyone fly out. FEMA choppers are here stopping everyone from flying out. And I'm like,
why?
I just know somebody who left there yesterday, and I see people behind you, like it's just weird.
Why we have to make everything some kind of conspiracy is beyond.
Well, there's a lot of them out there, but don't get me started about all the lithium in Western North Carolina.
Right.
Did you see the video of the chopper that tried to land, but it was blowing supplies everywhere?
Yeah.
That was wild.
I saw the one, too, and it was funny, but I mean, I'm not making fun of the situation. But it was just funny. There was somebody there interviewed. Some guy with a real long beard from Georgia. I was like, I need to get his some stuff. But he was interviewing this lady. He was like a city council member up in, it wasn't Spruce Pine. It was somewhere like that area. And a copter comes in, and her ball cap just flew off her head, dude. Right in the middle of the interview. It was great. She's like, I lost another ball cap.
Where's my lid?
Damn it.
So take ball caps up there, too.
Okay. Yep. They might need it. Clothing, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know what to do.
Because evidently it's hard to get this money, I've been hearing. It's a little more stringent this time around for some reason.
I think there's a lot of need for Eastern Tennessee and Western North Carolina still. It's not going to be just a month a day. It's going to go on for a very long time to rebuild. So,
but that's the thing. They are rebuilding. These misnomers of bulldozing and stuff, like they are rebuilding. Like they're already rebuilding. They've already diverted major rivers. Like they've already done that. Think about that manpower. They've already diverted a river.
It's what you can do in a week.
Yeah.
It's crazy that we have on our signs down here, this is no access to Tennessee through North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I know.
We're getting those.
Which is strange. They may not know the back roads we know.
Mm-mm.
These ways. The moonshiners, look at those old maps.
They knew how to haul their product.
They'll even race you there.
Might take longer, but you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a museum employee threw out 2 empty beer cans. The only problem, they were priceless pieces of art.
Were they Warhol beer cans?
This is an employee at a museum in the Netherlands. He threw out these beer cans that were actually pieces of modern art. And the hand-painted cans were made to look like 2 empty beer cans someone carelessly left behind. And they really do look like that. But they're part of a larger collection of cans titled All the Good Times We Spent Together. So the museum's elevator is all glass, and they were sitting on top of the glass ceiling. And so this repairman thought they were garbage, and he threw them out. He tossed them. He thought he was helping them out.
So I left the trash behind. It's just thrown away.
Recycle.
Where was this again?
The Netherlands.
Oh, okay. That's close enough.
What's the accent there?
I don't know.
What? Do you live in the nether regions of the Netherlands?
Why do they refer
to our balls as that?
That's
and
a better
women,
question.
Their vaginas.
Is there a balls Netherlands?
There's Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there is. There's a sugar
Netherland,
tit.
Nether regions. Like, why do we call them the Nether regions? Is that a shot on the Netherlands?
That's below.
I know there's a BFE, which is actually in Egypt. Bum F Egypt.
Yeah.
Never been, but we're not allowed to go to Egypt, so. We're just frowned upon.
Paige has her Gaza Strip pierced.
Doesn't belong to anybody.
ow.
He gives it out.
Sounds painful.
Well, there's another one for the list then. Get her perineum pierced. Yep.
We already got you for a couple good ones.
Perineum piercing. And what was the other one? Fresh glue made from a horse.
Okay. That's what it was.
Okay, fresh glue from a horse.
No. Well, Tampa
change
said
her name to Elmer for a week.
Elmer Fertile is great.
Elmer was a cow. That doesn't make sense now, right? Elmer's
God, was it?
Elmer was a cow.
Jesse the cow.
No, Elmer's glue was Elmer the cow.
Yeah.
I got to look up.
But glue's made from, used to be made from horses.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Well,
10%
wouldn't be able to make cool crafts without it.
No. Well, 10% of Americans are doing this.
Yeah, it was.
Voting for Kamala. That was the good, that was the line of the day, everybody. Thank you. Even the mayor of Asheville chuckled at that one.
Survey found that 10% of Americans plan to participate in Sober October.
So stupid. It started off with one podcast I don't have to mention because it gets all the love in the world already.
Rogan?
Yep.
Oh, did it really start there? Oh, wow.
And then people, so they won't drink for a month? Guess what they're doing on November 1st?
Getting tore up.
They're trying to pickle their liver all over again.
Yeah.
You sons of bitches.
Well, so 38% of these adults don't drink at all. So combine that.
It's also Halloween month and my damn birthday month. And I'm getting schnockered this year.
Are you?
Got to.
By God, I have to.
It's kind of a trendy thing to avoid booze. Well,
and I'm off trend.
Younger people aren't drinking as much as older people.
Pussies.
So they found
that gas now.
The number of Americans who are at least curious about a sober lifestyle has doubled since 2020. And 40% say that they are sober compared to 20%.
Does this just mean alcohol?
4 years ago. What?
Does this just mean alcohol only? Sober?
Well, anything that gets you drunk, I imagine.
Yeah.
Because, okay, somebody said this to me. It's not alcohol. It's not bad for you. It's just beer or wine. But still, you can still be an alcoholic and drink beer and wine.
Yeah, I mean, that's beer. It has alcohol in it.
Man, what's the deal with Rogan, for real?
What do you mean?
Like, he's got this podcast empire to where he'll have various people on. Just honestly, I mean, on the surface, he'll have people on that you probably won't find interesting. But somehow, sometimes they'll get that way. But it's just a guy who's having people on talking about off-the-wall stuff and it became some cultural phenomenon when it comes to Sober October and stuff like this. Like, I don't get it. How did that come together?
I don't know. I'd love to.
I mean, I'd love to figure it out. That's why I don't like McAfee. Like, you're a loud, obnoxious guy who makes a ton of money. Like, that's literally what his show is, him yelling at people with his, sleeves gone.
Oh, God. You know what's the craziest thing I said? You were talking about the antivirus computer guy.
Oh, John? Is he still dead?
He's dead.
You think so?
Yes.
Did he kill his neighbor?
He's not. Yes, because the neighbor was going to tell him where his Faraday cage was.
Could have been.
I saw his last interview. By God, it's true.
He always had his gun on him and security.
Yep. He was wiped out.
Mm. I'm just professionally jealous.
I mean, very much so.
But I don't get it at the same time.
He gets to cuss too. And not do commercials.
He talks about crap. Not that I would do this.
Hey, guys, what if I let you cuss during your commercials? Let's go to freaking Mad World, Mother Blankers. Get the crap scared out of you.
All right.
Do I have that one coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
Mother Blankers.
Save it. This will be a good one.
I'm going to scare the crap out of you, Ma.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Watch out, Phil. Mother.
Phil.
Mother. Phil, mother.
I'm going to scare you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go down memory road. It's not just going to be like, they're going to take a break and do a replay. This is timely, actually, on two different fronts. So we'll play and talk about that next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like the live version when he's like, play the little birds. The little birds.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yo.
Have you ever been to another graveside funeral where this song was played off Jambox? Or was it just... My dad's the only one?
That's the only one, but you know what stands out as a memory is, I remember you made a comment in the church when you were speaking. You kind of mentioned that. And all you said was we wanted to play this song, but the church wouldn't allow it for some reason.
My passive aggressiveness never leaves my soul. At my dad's, I was mad. I was like, he gave offering to this church. He went here forever. And he wanted to play Freebird at his funeral. And the their then pastor would not allow it. I was fit to be tied. This song is about, I mean, there's no secular message or anything in here.
It's not
like
bad.
When it was at Caleb's funeral the other day, they had electric guitar up there, and I was like, there's some people here that are probably saying, oh, this is not appropriate. I mean, I'm, you know, yeah, probably not in that moment, but I was like, well, it's an instrument.
Yeah, and yeah, a lot
why
of music.
Why do we associate an electric guitar with something that's, you know, nefarious or evil or something? It's beautiful. But
yeah,
the cemetery didn't mind. So we were sitting there jamming out at the graveside, and that's what he wanted. That's the only thing he said he wanted. He wanted real Lynyrd Skynyrd there to perform.
Of course.
And
couldn't get almost, though.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's 16 years ago today. Jesus.
Wow.
Have you pallbeared since?
No.
I've only done it one time my whole life.
Yeah, it might have been actually the last funeral I went to.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
I don't do good at them.
It's tough to go. I didn't go to either my grandparents' funeral.
Yeah. It's so hard for my mom to, like, understand. The reason I do not like going to her church is because it's been the home of my father's funeral, both grandparents' funeral, an uncle.
You think that would
mess with... A wedding that I regret being a part of?
You think that would mess with her a little bit?
I know.
But she's one of those, you know, old type of Christians to where you don't really change congregations.
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of life. I mean, at my church, it's my family. Members of my family are buried in front of the church.
Yeah, but isn't it weird, though, that a church is a place where you'll go have a wedding, this birth of a new relationship, this new life together, but also to think that one day, if you keep going to this same church, this is going to be where we do your funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's a different kind of thing. Even with, like, going to the graveside, like, my mom does flowers and stuff out there. I go with her to do that, but I don't feel any closeness when I'm there at all.
There's just that kind of safetiness of my church. Like, you walk in there and you go, it just feels good, and it's positivity.
Oh yeah. It's
even though I've gone to some really sad funerals in that church, just
yeah. I go on Mother's Day for her.
Well,
I do, because yeah, she's like, you know, that's her day, and if I can put up with that, you know, I mean, not with her, but I mean with the situation of...
Yeah, and I understand how you feel.
I told her, I said,
I understand more than
just
her.
No, Mom, I'm not getting a message today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my mind is not...
Get off your phone when you're
in
church.
I'm literally here for you right now. This is not for any other reason.
And I understand triggers of things and places that make you feel a certain way that you want to avoid.
Well, he was the freaking man. He was.
Certainly was.
And he, for those that are newer listeners of the show, he used to, we would have my dad on. He was well known for his movie reviews, which he would rate on a 1 to 5 lap dance scale. Which my mom really never asked a lot of questions about, oddly enough.
I wish we had the Harold and Kumar one.
I wish we had the one about the rat. The was it called Willard?
Willard, yes.
My best.
He was supposed to say ass loads of rats, and he said ass H's of rats. And I was like, what, Daddy?
My best memory of your dad is having pina coladas for breakfast and gambling.
Non-alcoholic, because my mom's listening. No. We were in Vegas. You're supposed to stay there, Paige.
I know.
For real. I got that. You got to, like, not just the woes me thing, but, like, I got to go to Vegas with my dad. And, like, we were doing the show there. So that was kind of, I mean, it was big time to my dad. You know, it was like, look at you, Matthew. You're already doing your show live from Vegas. What's next? Tonight's show? What are we doing next?
Trying to find you.
And then, like, he always said, you meet all these people. If you ever get a chance to meet Def Leppard, Matthew, you take me back here. And we got to do that. And that was, like,
phenomenal.
That was everything to him.
Yeah.
To meet Def Leppard, man. It was so awesome. But we're good for here?
Oh, yeah. We got it.
Okay. So with all this stuff about Diddy, P. Diddy, that's what we called my dad, was Diddy. Because the way I say dad, you know, I call him Daddy and it comes out like Diddy. And then when Puff Daddy changed his name, it didn't make my dad very happy. So he prank called Puff Daddy, then secretary at Bad Boy Records. I keep wanting to say Big Boy Records. That's your label. Bad Boy Records.
I like the way this ends. I don't know if you remember how it ends, but it was pretty stunning.
I like this better than just the sad stuff. Like, this is a celebration. Yeah.
Plus, we got to find the movie reviews. Harold and Kumar gets Guantanamo Bay and then Willard.
Yeah.
They got to be out there somewhere.
If for some reason you ever taped the show back in the day and you have those, I'll give you Paige's phone number if you will get those to us.
I got
to
hear him say, get to May.
Yeah. He had a time, didn't he? But here he is from... what did we say, 05 or 06?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah, this one's pretty old. This is my daddy, Phil. He's listening in heaven today to this.
Yesterday in Rise Guys headlines, Paige said
first
that
off,
P. Diddy,
hold on. Listen to that voice. Good God. Okay, so good. It's not about me. Turn
problem
the microphone.
With that, because for over 2.5 years now, Diddy, my dad, Phil, has been Diddy on this show.
And word on the street says that Diddy is fly.
Is there going to be a gang war because of this, Diddy? Are you going to send your troops out, your soldiers?
You never can tell.
See, I mean, seriously, he's from the mean streets of Appalachia over in Greer, and you don't want to mess with that. Right over there on Scoo Street.
That's it.
If you stand on my grandmother's porch, God rest her soul, you could throw a rock to the Greer drag strip. It's that close. When we go over there on Saturdays, you said it was so freaking loud.
All right.
And those are the memories I like to think about. We've got this number. She is P. Diddy's publicist. We got this from a record rep yesterday who happened to just come in the radio station. We've got her number. Her name is Sophie. We got to find, I don't know if we have P. Diddy, but we need to have some kind of rap music in the background. Kind of set it off because it's got to get you in your groove, Diddy.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You're mad, too. If I called you yesterday and told
you
that.
Right, I'm mad.
You've got a
darn it.
He's got two hats that have Say Diddy on them. And he doesn't like to stand out in the crowd either.
Don't
he's like me.
Does he have Diddy shorts?
We like to stand back and be in the shadows and not get recognized. But he's got two hats that say Diddy on them.
Don't forget my Diddy underwear.
He got Diddy underwear, too. That's a change because for years he had Duty underwear. And now, Diddy underwear. Don't do this, Diddy. Don't start off angry because we want to keep her on the phone as long as we can. Just, you know, be real subtle at the beginning.
Don't make her cry.
Kind of just voice your displeasure. But if she starts being a biatch to you, as you say on the streets, bring it to her, man. Just be mad because they're stealing your gimmick.
I'm going to give it to her.
You sound like you're pissed over there.
I'm ticked off.
All right. I'm calling Sophie. We're not going to say anything. You're doing all the talking, Diddy. P. Diddy's publicist up in New York.
Closer.
Hey, is this Sophie?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
Who's this?
Hey, this is the original Diddy. And I have a problem with Sean Combs calling Mr. P. Diddy.
Okay, I don't know who you are.
Well, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you. The problem I see is he's changing his name to just Diddy, and there's only one room for one Diddy in this world, and that's me, the original Diddy.
Okay, I've never heard of you. And
well,
I
wait a minute, I'm going to tell you. Why is he screwing me over? My name ain't the Notorious Mr. Big, or Notorious Big either. And I tell you what, if you just give me one of those Pepsi trucks with
okay,
the monster...
Okay, I don't know who you are, but I don't know how you got my number, but I do not appreciate you calling.
Hey, let me tell you something else before you hang up, darling. Hello?
Oh, we got to call her back. You got to finish that line because it's funny. So we don't have to worry about them getting mad at us. We don't play their music.
Hello.
Hey, Sophie. Don't hang up. I didn't mean to make you mad a while ago, but you know, I've had this name for over 2 years, and I've used it. And I seen in the news yesterday where P. Diddy has changed his name just to Diddy. You know, it kind of hurt my feelings. So, you know, that's why I was upset about it. And, you know, if you just give me one of them Pepsi trucks with the monster tires on it, we'll call it even. And when's the last time he had a hit anyway? He looks like a chipmunk wearing sunglasses.
Excuse me?
He looks like a chipmunk wearing sunglasses.
He does. What's with the turn-up collar stuff?
Well, look, I don't appreciate him copying me. What if I had my best friend murdered and then I made $1 million off him? You'd be...
How dare you?
Thank you, Sophie. You've been nice.
You made some fist, did he? Man, that was good. He dropped in the slam.
How dare you?
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
I like when he said chipmunk wearing sunglasses.
Look, like I the references there, like obviously that was a long, long time ago. But he's the reference with, give me one of them Pepsi trucks with the or the monster truck Pepsi. Trucks.
Yeah, the Pepsi truck with the monster tires.
So that was right after they did the Super Bowl commercial Pepsi did with Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. Like he did business with everybody. Sophie. I mean.
Hey Sophie.
Hey Sophie. Hello?
Hang on, I'm about to tell you.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you. Hey, to the guy that keeps calling and says you want to talk to Paige, you got to say, like, what do you want to talk to her about?
Yeah.
If you don't want to come on the air and you want to talk to her, that's, you got to understand, that's just kind of, Fat Boy wasn't being mean to you, but.
Yeah, you got to, like, I don't, it could be something creepy, and if it is, I'd like to hear it, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, we'd like to listen on speakerphone if that is the case.
That's like, great.
If he's like, you know. He could have snuck in like, hey, guys, I got a comment on so-and-so. And then as soon as he gets on, he's like, hey, Paige, I love your knockers.
I mean,
say that?
Like, I don't know if he wants to.
Well, have him call back.
You to give some, oh, okay.
I know. Cool. When I was, you were over there talking to him, and I was like, what was it? He wants to talk to Paige. He's like, well, why didn't he let me? Well, he wouldn't say what he wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, maybe something interesting.
Or not, I'm kind of curious.
Call back. Possible creepy guy.
No, he may not be.
I'm not going to say the word sus. I let me tell you something. You're taking more time to think about shortening suspect than you are if you just wrote it. Your phone's trying to go ahead and finish it out for you, but you want to be trendy and you're going to write sus. Because you look younger or you look like you're trendy. You're dumb. Spell suspect. Do it. You can't do it. Kids of the future will not know how to do it. Because y'all are shortening everything. They so busy. LMK, what does that mean? Shakes my head. SMH, you can SMD. MF, people aren't going to know.
What is he doing?
He's pretending to be you to them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What's wrong with your eyes? Is it something you get eye surgery?
Right. You do that so good, you could do 10 to 2 today if you like.
Yeah.
Was he like trying
he literally
facilitate himself and talk to her?
No,
weird if it was you and he didn't realize it.
Like, okay, tell me if this is weird. He like wants to know how she's doing. Like, since everything happened in the past week.
Well, this would be a great time to catch up with Paige.
Are you doing good? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
She only didn't have power for one day. She's fine.
Yeah.
I think the wind's picking up a little bit, but I'm okay, I guess.
I still don't have internet for some reason. But I was telling Fat Boy, it's like, I got power, but I don't have internet. And he's like, you know, it almost sucks. It's almost worse not having internet. And I was like, yeah, I mean, kind of.
Yeah,
watching TV on your phone. I don't understand how the young kids do it. They prefer that. I'm like, I need a 75-inch.
I need a big one.
I'm talking about a TV, by the way. How dare you? On this, the day of my father's death.
I should have told him, you know what? I'm taking a bath right now. And I'm
why are you making me creepy?
I'm doing the woman voice. I got to do the woman voice, right?
Sus.
I'm in the bathtub right now and it feels so good.
Yeah, the bubbles so good. Wait, man, I can't be you. Her talking back to herself. What did the guy sound like? Dark, the deep voice?
Well, he was kind of like, oh, I got to talk to Paige. Hey, what's Paige doing?
Hey, can I talk to Paige?
I'm in the bathtub right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got a bath bomb.
You so fresh and so clean now?
I'm about to be real soon. If you let me wash myself.
Yeah. This is my worst nightmare.
I've never wanted to be Bubbles in my whole life, and I'm not talking about Michael Jackson's chimp.
That boy is pretending to be me picking up my shoes.
I might need some help.
I got on my scuba gear. What's going on down here?
You might run into something.
This is why I'm single. This is why I'm single.
Do you not use the bath bomb? You're supposed to sit on it. Then you sit in the bath as fast as you can.
Fizzles.
It feels so good.
Here's a side hustle for you, Paige. Paige gets side hustle and side hack confused.
It's a side hack.
Put Alka-Seltzers in there with you, too.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, it's effervescent.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
You're right. Oh, what a relief it is.
You're right. Stud.
Have you ever boofed the Alka-Seltzer?
No. Why would I want that?
They thought I had rabies because I was foaming at the mouth. I swallowed an Alka-Seltzer without any water.
Why are you foaming at the ass? I boofed an Alka-Seltzer.
I boofed an Alka-Seltzer. Flop, no. Flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
I had him going for a little bit, though, doing the voice. I wish we could do it on the air, but you gotta have that stupid whole consent thing.
Paige is so good when you just like pull that string and just set back and let her go. Oh, she will just unfold with information she never told you before.
But she'll get dirty sometimes.
Oh, very graphic.
I think you knew that word.
Never.
Very graphic.
I'm not graphic.
She just talked about scissoring earlier.
Yeah, she wouldn't talk
about it. It was a body pillow, but still.
Probably
in the dream
something
she was having right then, it was probably Lola Valana.
That's right.
Someone like that. Eartha Kitt.
Did you hand me my robe? It's so far away.
The robes are in style now.
I'm scissoring with Maude in my dreams right now.
Jesus. Oh
my
God.
What the hell?
Oh no. Here comes Aunt Esther. Get out of here, you
careful sucker.
No.
They better be room for three in here.
Go home to your drunk husband, you bitch.
Here comes Big Dummy.
Lamont, you get out of here too.
Well,
you smell like junk.
God, we just put a sexual situation on the set of.
We took Maude and combined it with Fred Sanford.
On the set of Sanford, which his house like it stunk to high hell.
I mean, it never sold any junk ever.
It just
and no one
there
ever walked in there and said, God, it stinks in here. But it looked like it did. It really did.
The best ever. What is that?
Puerto Rican Mexican next door, his goat would come over and eat Fred's Menudo. Remember that? Then Menudo became a band.
Yeah, and then other stuff. Oh, yeah. That factored into the old Menendez brother situation.
I was just thinking yep, how that, like.
Which made me wonder if Ricky Martin had any kind of stories to tell. But
makes you just think, like, you know, if I had a young kid now that said, oh, I want to be a singer or whatever. No, you're not.
No.
You're not being a singer.
That's where you discourage him. It's like, you can't really sing that good, kid.
But Ursher Raymond is texting me. I don't care.
Like, I don't
you
care
tell him, I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy.
I don't care if Burt Bacharach's calling the house for you, buddy. No. It ain't happening.
I don't care if Dawn from Tony Orlando is on the phone.
I don't care if you get an email from Herbie Hancock. You are not going to sing. How about that?
Over to you, Paige.
You know,
throw out a name. Mel Torme, get out.
Mel Torme.
Reba. You're not going to any camps.
I don't care if Reba's calling your house. You can't sing country.
No, she doesn't support gun rights either.
Mm-mm.
You can tell she's went on Hollywood now. That's sad.
Man.
At least Dolly. Dolly went Hollywood, but Dolly came back home to Tennessee, and she had her guns there.
Yes, she did.
Reba's like, I'm just going to stay out here in Hollywood. You better get out.
She's got a new show, too.
I swear to God, if I see more pictures come out from these parties and I see a redheaded woman back there dressed like Fancy, I'm going to freak out, dude.
Me, too.
That wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good at all.
KT Osland brought her to the party.
Already can't handle that Garth might have been a possible swinger.
No. Worse than that, a letter back in the alphabet. With R.
Well, they were
with
saying
the
that.
According to allegations.
Well, that was part of the allegations. Like, people were propositioned for swinging with him and Miss Trisha.
Oh, my goodness.
You think he swung into the bedroom like he did on the ropes back in the 90s, wearing them checkerboard shirts?
Does he wear the headpiece and he's, you know, in the microphone?
The microphone's attached to his face. He's calling his spots.
What if he's singing while he's doing it?
And that's awful if you think he's nice and wholesome, but when you get alone with him, he's creepy.
I'm going to dress like I'm in high school. You're going to put on these gloves of leather.
What if the guy's like, Garth, if you're going to swing with my wife, the least you can do is sing while you do it. Oh, are you taking requests?
God, what if they swapped and Trisha Yearwood can't get Marty Stewart's pants off because they're so tight? Or it was earlier in the timeline and Conway Twitty was wearing his tight fit jeans. He couldn't take them off.
It seems down the middle.
Yeah. Conway, it'd be an honor if you tag my wife while you sing the rose at the same time.
Oh, we're going to have John Henderson here to sing Swinging while we swing. How fun would that be? Sitting on the front porch.
Wait a minute. We just turned this to a whole country music orgy.
Is that what swinging was about? Shoot. I thought it was about a porch swing. All this time it was about.
It was.
They were all probably swapping around.
Seminole Wind could have been a fart. Who knows?
Kitty Wells swapping around. It's probably.
All in the perception.
What if Twitty City was a bunch of orgies of country music stars? There's Little Jimmy Dickens.
Well, could you imagine Conway?
It proved to you that he didn't earn that name.
Conway walks into the room half naked. Hello, darling.
Yeah, it's nice to
see you. Hello, darling. I'm naked.
I'd like to lay you down right now, if you know what I mean. What do you mean by that? Well, I want to lay you down.
Oh,
what do you mean? Do I look like I'm going to faint? No, you know what I mean. This is the 70s. I want to lay you down and love you all night long.
Oh,
listen
geez.
To me, little man. I need you to guard this door and make sure nobody comes in here. And it's going to get loud.
Just down there and look at the Ferris wheel out there in Twitty City. in the little the bootleg Tweety Bird we used.
Okay,
wasn't the real Tweety Bird. We called him Twitty Bird.
I want you to know, little man, old Connie's okay if you hear a lot of loud screams coming out of here.
I swear that was him standing on his sun deck when we were at Twitty City. I looked across the pond there, and they're like, look, there's Conway Twitty's home. And I'm like, there's that permed-haired son of a bitch standing on the porch right there.
Dude,
look at him.
Did you get a personalized message when you came through? Like, hello, Harris. It's nice to see you.
No, it was the damn bird.
The like, Twitty Bird.
Hey, welcome to Twitty City.
We had the song, the ding-a-ling song for
yes,
Christmas.
Yes.
It's got the bird in it.
The Christmas ding-a-ling song.
We can't play it for another couple months, though.
No. Did he do a Halloween album? No one does those anymore.
God, I wish he did.
Halloween albums.
Remember it was sounds. You'd buy the tape just of sounds.
Oh,
spooky
yeah.
Spooky sounds.
Dude, it was weird because I think my parents for a while thought I was going to grow up to be like one of those like, this is pre-goth, but I thought they worried about me because I had the Disney World Halloween album. And it was nothing but thunder and lightning and this weird
creepy sounds.
I mean, and I would listen to it in my room. I don't know.
He mixed it in with fart sounds.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like he just stabbed somebody in there.
Matthew, what are you doing in there?
Smells like something died in your room. You ain't even got a door on it. They took my door off.
You didn't have beads.
They thought I was going to get hair on the palm of my hand.
you didn't hang a towel. You didn't have like a Lynyrd Skynyrd towel.
No.
You had no privacy. They
took our doors off.
Well, they would do that or beads.
Did you change in the bathroom?
I lived in a four-room house. I mean, there was no secrets to be told. You could be in the other room. I heard that. And she did because it was a small house.
You have to go outside to talk. Or to change.
Some people call it hot time. Hot time.
Did you like that sandwich, Matthew? Had mayonnaise in it.
It had mayonnaise on it. Do you like that barbecue sandwich, baby? That was goat.
You make a dusty roast. You like the way that sandwich tastes, baby? Well, guess what? It had my middle finger coming up through it. And it had a bird in it, but it was mine. Flipping you off, baby. Enjoy that knuckle sandwich.
I was thinking about if we had those room dividers things, they would all be like, you know, footprint in the sands, or it would be like, you know, the whole Psalms 5:12 or whatever. Like, it would be those things. I couldn't, it'd be sacrilege for me to be on the other side of that, whacking myself. Not killing myself. You know, but, you know, discovering my body.
You don't say so. You got me going now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go take another bath. Guys. Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
I like when he said chipmunk wearing sunglasses.
The references there, like, obviously that was a long, long time ago, but he's the reference with, give me one of them Pepsi trucks with the, or the monster truck, Pepsi
trucks. Yeah, the Pepsi truck with the monster tires.
So that was right after they did the Super Bowl commercial Pepsi did with Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. Like, he did business with everybody. Sophie. I mean.
Hey, Sophie.
Hey, Sophie. Hello?
Hang on, I'm about to tell you.
Oh, hold on, I'm going to tell you. Hey, to the guy that keeps calling and says you want to talk to Paige, you got to say, like, what do you want to talk to her about?
Yeah.
If you don't want to come on the air and you want to talk to her, that's, you got to understand, that's just kind of, Fat Boy wasn't being mean to you, but.
Yeah, you got to, like, I don't, it could be something creepy, and if it is, I'd like to hear it, to be
honest. Yeah, we'd like to listen on speakerphone if that is the case.
That's like, great.
If he's like, you know. He could have snuck in like, hey, guys, I got a comment on so-and-so. And then as soon as he gets on, he's like, hey, Paige, I love your knockers.
I mean,
why would he say that?
Like, I don't know if he wants to.
Well, have him call back.
You to give some, well, okay.
I know. Cool. When I was, you were over there talking to him, and I was like, what was it? He wants to talk to Paige. He's like, well, why didn't he let me? Well, he wouldn't say what he wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, maybe something interesting.
Or not, I'm kind of curious.
Call back. Possible creepy guy.
No, you may not be.
I'm not gonna say the word sus. I let me tell you something. You're taking more time to think about shortening suspect than you are if you just wrote it. Your phone's trying to go ahead and finish it out for you, but you want to be trendy and you're gonna write sus because you look younger or you look like you're trendy. You're dumb. Spell suspect. Do it. You can't do it. Kids of the future will not know how to do it. Because y'all are shortening everything. Ain't so busy. LMK, what does that mean? Shakes my head. SMH, you can SMD. MF, people aren't going to know.
What is he doing?
He's pretending to be you to them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What's wrong with your eyes? Is it something you get eye surgery?
Right. You do that so good, you could do 10 to 2 today if you'd like.
Yeah.
Was he like trying
he literally
facilitate himself and talk to her?
No, he wants
to. It'd be weird if it was you and he didn't realize it.
Like, okay, tell me if this is weird. He like wants to know how she's doing. Like, since everything happened in the past week.
Well, this would be a great time to catch up with Paige.
Yes, are you doing good? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
She only didn't have power for one day. She's fine.
Yeah.
I think the wind's picking up a little bit, but I'm okay, I guess.
I still don't have internet for some reason. But I was telling Fat Boy, I was like, I got power, but I don't have internet. And he's like, you know, it almost sucks. It's almost worse not having internet. And I was like, yeah, I mean, kind of.
Yeah,
watching TV
is.
On your phone, I don't understand how the young kids do it. They prefer that. I'm like, I need a 75-incher.
I need a big one.
I'm talking about a TV, by the way. How dare you? On this, the day of my father's death.
I should have told him, you know what, I'm taking a bath right now, and I'm
why are you making me creepy?
I'm doing the woman voice. I got to do the woman voice, right?
Sus.
I'm in the bathtub right now, and it feels so good.
Yeah, the bubble's so good. Wait, man, I can't be you, her talking back to herself. What did the guy sound like? Dark, deep voice?
Well, he was kind of like, oh, go talk to Paige. Hey, what's Paige doing?
Hey, go talk to Paige.
I'm in the bathtub right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got a bath bomb.
You so fresh and so clean now?
I'm about to be real soon. Yeah. If you let me wash myself.
Yeah. This is my worst nightmare.
I've never wanted to be Bubbles in my whole life. And I'm not talking about Michael Jackson Chimp.
That boy is pretending to be me picking up my shoes.
I might need some help.
I got on my scuba gear. What's going on down here?
You might run into something.
This is why I'm single. This is why I'm single.
Do you not use the bath bomb? You're supposed to sit on it. Then you sit in the bath as fast as you can.
Fizzles.
It feels so good.
Here's a side hustle for you, Paige. Paige gets side hustle and side hack confused.
It's a side hack.
Put Alka-Seltzers in there with you, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's effervescent.
Flop, flop, fist, fist.
Oh, what a relief it is.
You heard right.
Have you ever boofed the Alka-Seltzer?
Why would I want that?
They thought I had rabies because I was foaming at the mouth. I swallowed an Alka-Seltzer without any water.
Why are you foaming at the ass? I boofed an Alka-Seltzer.
I boofed an Alka-Seltzer. Flop, no. Flop, fist, fist. Oh, what a relief it is.
I had him going for a little bit, though, doing the voice. I wish we could do it on the air, but you gotta have that stupid whole consent thing.
Paige is so good when you just like pull that string and just set back and let her go. Oh, she will just unfold with information she never told you before.
But she'll get dirty sometimes.
Oh, very graphic.
I think you knew that word.
Never.
Very graphic.
I'm not graphic.
She was talking about scissoring earlier.
Yeah, she wouldn't talk about
it. It was a body pillow, but still. Probably in the dream killing something. She was having right then, it was probably Lola Valana. That's right. Someone like that. Eartha Kitt.
Could you hand me my robe? It's so far away.
The robes are in style now.
I'm scissoring with Maude in my dreams right now. Jesus. Oh my God.
What the hell?
Oh no. Here comes Aunt Esther. Get out of here, you
careful sucker. No. They better be room for three in here.
Go home to your drunk husband, you bitch.
Here comes Big Dummy.
Lamont, you get out of here too.
Well, just
you smell like junk.
God, we just put a sexual situation on the set of
we took Maude goodbye to Fred Sanford.
On the set of Sanford, which his house like it stunk to high hell.
I mean, it never sold any junk ever.
It just
and no one
there.
Ever walked in there and said, God, it stinks in here. But it looked like it did. It really did.
The best ever. What is that?
Puerto Rican Mexican next door, his goat would come over and eat Fred's Menudo. Remember that? Then Menudo became a band.
Yeah, and then other stuff. Oh, yeah. That factored into the old Menendez brother situation.
I was just thinking yep. How that, like.
Which made me wonder if Ricky Martin had any kind of stories to tell. But
makes you just think, like, you know, if I had a young kid now that said, oh, I want to be a singer or whatever. No, you're not. No. You're not being a singer.
That's where you discourage him. It's like, you can't really sing that good, kid.
But Ursher Raymond is texting me. I don't care.
Like, I don't
you
care
tell him, I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy.
I don't care if Burke Bacharach's calling the house for you, buddy. No. It ain't happening.
I don't care if Dawn from Tony Orlando is on the phone.
I don't care if you get an email from Herbie Hancock. You are not going to sing. How about that?
Over to you, Paige.
You know what?
Throw out a name. Mel Torme. Get out.
Mel Torme.
Reba. You're not going to any camps.
I don't care if Reba's calling your house. You can't sing country.
No, she doesn't support gun rights either.
Mm-mm.
You can tell she's went on Hollywood now. That's sad.
Man.
At least Dolly went Hollywood, but Dolly came back home to Tennessee, and she had her guns there.
Yes, she did.
Reba's like, I'm just going to stay out here in Hollywood. You better get out.
She's got a new show, too.
I swear to God, if I see more pictures come out from these parties, and I see a redheaded woman back there dressed like Fancy, I'm going to freak out, dude.
Me, too.
That wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good at all.
KT Osland brought her to the party.
I already can't handle that Garth might have been a possible swinger.
Worse than that, a letter back in the alphabet. With R.
Well, they were
with
saying
the
that.
According to allegations.
Well, that was part of the allegations. Like, people were propositioned for swinging with him and Miss Trisha.
Oh, my goodness.
You think he swung into the bedroom like he did on the ropes back in the 90s, wearing them checkerboard shirts?
Does he wear the headpiece and he's, you know, in the microphone?
The microphone's attached to his face. He's calling his spots.
What if he's singing while he's doing it?
And that's awful if you think he's nice and wholesome, but when you get alone with him, he's creepy.
I'm going to dress like I'm in high school. You're going to put on these gloves of leather.
What if the guy's like, Garth, if you're going to swing with my wife, the least you can do is sing while you do it. Oh, are you taking requests?
God, what if they swapped? And Trisha Yearwood can't get Marty Stewart's pants off because they're so tight? Or it was earlier in the timeline, and Conway Twitty was wearing his tight-fitting jeans. He couldn't take them off.
That seems down the middle.
Yeah. Conway, it'd be an honor if you tag my wife while you sing the rose at the same time.
Oh, we're going to have John Henderson here to sing Swinging while we swing. How fun would that be? Sitting on the front porch.
Wait a minute. We just turned this to a whole country music orgy.
Is that what swinging was about? Shoot. I thought it was about a porch swing. All this time it was about.
It was.
They were all probably swapping around.
Seminole Wind could have been a fart. Who knows?
Kitty Wells swapping around.
It's
probably.
All in the perception.
What if Twitty City was a bunch of orgies of country music stars? There's Lil Jimmy Dickens.
Oh, could you imagine Conway?
It proved to you that he didn't earn that name.
Conway walks into the room half naked. Hello, darling.
Yeah, it's nice
to see you. Hello, darling. I'm naked.
I'd like to lay you down right now, if you know what I mean. What do you mean by that? Well, I want to lay you down. Oh, what do you mean? Do I look like I'm going to faint? No, you know what I mean. This is the 70s. I want to lay you down and love you all night long.
Listen to me, little man. I need you to guard this door and make sure nobody comes in here, and it's going to get loud.
Just down there and look at the Ferris wheel out there in Tweety City. in the little the bootleg Tweety Bird we used. Okay, wasn't the real Tweety Bird. We called him Tweety Bird.
Oh, I want you to know, little man, old Connie's okay if you hear a lot of loud screams coming out of here.
I swear that was him standing on his sun deck when we were at Tweety City. I looked across the pond there, and they're like, look, there's Conway Tweety's home. And I'm like, there's that permed-haired son of a bitch standing on the porch right there. Dude, look at him.
Did you get a personalized message when you came through? Like, hello, Harris. It's nice to see you.
No, it was the damn bird.
The Tweety Bird.
Hey, welcome to Tweety City.
We had the song, the ding-a-ling song. Christmas.
Yes.
It's got the bird in it.
The Christmas ding-a-ling song.
We can't play it for another couple months, though.
No. Did he do a Halloween album? No one does those anymore.
God, I wish he did.
Halloween albums.
Everybody remember it was sounds. You'd buy the tape just of sounds.
Oh,
spooky,
yeah.
Spooky sounds.
Dude, it was weird because I think my parents for a while thought I was going to grow up to be like one of those, like, this is pre-goth, but I thought they worried about me because I had the Disney World Halloween album. And it was nothing but thunder and lightning and this weird
creepy sounds.
I mean, and I would listen to it in my room. I don't know.
He mixed it in with fart sounds.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like he just stabbed somebody in there.
Matthew, what are you doing in there?
Smells like something died in your room. You ain't even got a door on it. They took my door off.
You didn't have beads?
They thought I was going to get hair on the palm of my hand.
you didn't hang a towel? You didn't have like a Lynyrd Skynyrd towel or something?
No.
You had no privacy. People would,
they would took do our that. Doors off.
Well, they would do that or beads.
How
or
did you
the
change?
Little...
Did you change in the bathroom?
I lived in a four-room house. I mean, there was no secrets to be told. You could be in the other room. I heard that. And she did because it was a small house.
You have to go outside to talk or to change.
Some people call it hot time. It was hot time.
Did you like that sandwich, Matthew? Had mayonnaise in it.
It had mayonnaise on it. Do you like that barbecue sandwich, baby? That was goat.
You make a dusty roast. You like the way that sandwich tastes, baby? Well, guess what? It had my middle finger coming up through it. And it had a bird in it, but it was mine. Flipping you off, baby. Enjoy that knuckle sandwich.
I was thinking about if we had those room dividers things, they would all be like, you know, footprint in the sands, or it would be like, you know, the whole Psalms 5:12 or whatever. Like, it would be those things. It'd be sacrilege for me to be on the other side of that, whacking myself. Not killing myself. You know, but, you know, discovering my body.
You don't say so. You got me going now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go take another bath now. I'm all hot and bothered. Paige, give me a winky wink. Not with the eyeball. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.